Hello, everyone.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Sally Olcordy, and welcome to Public Advocate. Today, I have Chris Savage joining me. He has recently written an article or a statement in regard to shaken baby syndrome versus sudden infant death syndrome. He has spoken previously on this show with, regarding parents who are doing hard time in jail, having been accused of shaken baby syndrome, and he has worked as a lieutenant in Australia, and he has seen basically innocent people go to jail, and he is speaking out, and as a result, he is my honored guest. Please welcome Chris Savage.
Thank you for the warm welcome, Sally. I appreciate being here with you.
Thank you very much. You had spoken about syndromes and how all syndromes are affiliated with vaccinations the last time I had you on, and I would like you to recap that towards the end of the interview. But I'm having you on because you had written a statement that I think needs to be heard by everybody. If you'd like to read the statement, and then we can discuss it, if that's a good way to go.
Sure, I can do that. I'll just have to wake my computer up because I send it to sleep when I do this so that I can give you, you know, the a lot.
It's very early in the morning for Chris. I give him kudos for coming on this program at the crack of dawn.
Okay, here I go with that statement. Basically, I'm proud to have worked for 21 years along so many fine and dedicated police officers who serve our communities, in my case, in Queensland, Australia. The duties of a police officer are so wide and far-reaching that few days are ever the same. We're always, you know, getting very interesting jobs, but this, my saddest memories are having to attend the murder and grievous bodily harm of our precious babies with bioweapons misnamed as vaccines.
Hold on,
I
Chris.
Heard
Chris, I don't mean to interrupt you, but you are so faint. I can so barely hear you. Is there a way that you can either get closer to the speaker or something? Because you're sounding very distant.
Okay, I'll talk into the phone more directly.
Okay, would you start again? I apologize, but would you kindly start again and speak as loudly as you can?
Sure. Okay, I'm proud to have worked 21 years alongside many fine, dedicated police officers who serve in the communities, in my case, Queensland, Australia. The duties of a police officer are so wide and far-reaching that few days are ever the same. But still, my saddest memories are having to attend the murder and grievous bodily harm of our precious babies with bioweapons, misnamed as vaccines. I heard independent testimony from every grief-stricken parent about their once healthy baby then turning gravely ill and dying after routine vaccines, and that testimony from different people each time, but always the same symptoms: screaming, vomiting, convulsing, crying, and sleeplessness. Yes, they informed me about their once healthy babies before vaccines and turning sick and dying after them. It became apparent to me that these severe outcomes were predominantly affecting babies that were not breastfed for a short time. I also witnessed single mothers and boyfriends be falsely accused of shaking the babies by the same doctors who professionally are brainwashed to push them, and subsequently misinterpret the cause of injuries. Then, tragically, these parents are wrongfully sent to prison, and yet when babies died in well-to-do families, of the same medical diagnosis, that is, the cerebral cortex inflammation and cerebral artery bleed. It's always the same, those things that are killing the babies. The death is deemed to be sudden infant death syndrome. This is how the vaccine scam continues to operate year in, year out, and it's time for everyone to stand up and let our voices be heard in protest against this cruel and wicked criminality against parents and their beloved babies. And
well,
I feel the same way now.
This is another level of the, I'd like to say scandal, but it's so much worse than a scandal, you know. It's just another level of injustice. The fact that the child has died after vaccination, the fact that it is never linked to the vaccination, and now there's the class system in terms of who will be incarcerated and who will be allowed to be merely a bereaved parent.
Yes, well, the police go to houses of rich people and they go to houses of poor people. And in between as well. And when they go to the houses of rich people, well, they very rarely do, because when the rich people go to the hospital with their sick baby, the doctor would never imagine that they would do anything. So they will not ring the police and tell the police that they think that they've taken the baby. They will just give them some medication and send them on their way. But if a mother goes in there, a single mother, or a mother with a boyfriend, and is not well-dressed and not well-kept, they will suspect that person has done some crime. So this is how they filter the rich from the poor and the middle class. The middle class are being attacked as well, because doctors don't, they only really protect the well-to-do parents, and this is why you never see them go to jail. Plus, they've got money to defend it, and they know that the police know and the whole system knows that if someone's got money and they start voicing their concerns and their about vaccines, that will make it worse for the system. So they leave the people with money alone and they go after the poor automatically. It just happens that way. It's conspiracy so much as the fact that it's just the way it is. People believe the rich people, they don't believe the poor. And so the poor end up with accusations against them that put them in prison. And the vaccines, I mean, 21 years that I saw this pattern emerging at different areas, like I saw it from the point of view of a first response officer, where I'd go to the house and see the dead baby, and the parents would tell me that the baby was fine before vaccines and deteriorated and died after. And then I'd be in the CID, in the criminal investigation branch, doing detective investigations. And then we would get the files from other police to investigate, and it would be classic signs where neither of the parents are making any admissions, because you can't admit something that you didn't do, and they didn't do anything to their baby except love and cherish, and it was the medical system that came in with a bioweapon and harmed their baby. And so, you know, this is why I saw it, and 20 years it was confirmed, because I saw it from the police, from the first response, from the criminal investigation branch, from the watch house, where I saw parents being put in, because I saw the police, because in the watch house you're a central position, and that's where you see people come in from all the surrounding areas. So I saw a culmination of an area, and I saw every week people coming in, accused of harming their children. Because they didn't just charge them when they died, they also charged the parents when they were injured from the vaccine. They'd take them away from the parents and put them into foster care, so you lose your children as well. In many ways, it's like the child has died, because they've taken the child away, and Not only that, but they give them the full schedule of vaccines. And then if that child dies in foster care, they will again blame you, because when the child, they'll say that it succumbed to the injuries that you caused when the child was in your care, not from the vaccines that were given, the extra vaccines that were given to the baby in foster care. So foster care is a very dangerous place, and plus, they don't love the same way as a parent loves. There's no way that they do, and they don't care the same. And they, you know, there's lots of abuse, and including sexual abuse as well. And so it's really tragic. Parents, got to wake up. Don't vaccinate. They're dangerous. They're bioweapons. That's where they are made, in the bioweapons lab. They're misnamed as vaccines to scam us into believing that they're going to do something for our immune system and to protect us. It's an absolute lie. It's a demonic lie. It's a really evil system that harms little babies, that gives them brain damage and brain bleeds, and then blames the parents. So they take the child and kill the child, and then they put you in jail. How evil is that?
Well, it sounds like if we prevent parents by educating them to reject vaccines, we will also prevent their potential incarceration. The child dying, okay, number one, their potential incarceration, number two, taking the other children into foster care, number three, having them inoculated in foster care and any damage resulting being also blamed on the parents. It sounds like if you don't vaccinate, your life will be vastly improved versus if you do vaccinate, all of these tragedies ensuing.
Yes, because if you have other children and you have one that's vaccine harmed, like, because obviously some children don't get as much damage, some children suffer more. I think it's related to how much breastfeeding they get and how much sugar they don't get. But they will take all the children and put them into, and that's traumatic for the children, other children too, because they've been taken from the loving parents and put into some stranger's house. They just don't know what's happened to their world, because they so look forward to the baby arriving and they're enjoying the baby, except after the vaccines it's hard to enjoy them because they're so teary and crying and not smiling, and so it's pretty much one-way loving communication. And
I have a question for you, Chris. Has there ever been a case of a police officer's child dying and the police officer being accused of shaken baby syndrome? Do you know of any such case?
I don't particularly know of a case, but I do know that police told me that after they received vaccines, some of them told me that they felt like they were going to die. And I know that they were giving, I know of police officers who were giving their kids vaccines, and I warned them against it. I was quite vocal to them. And I do remember,
Do you know of anyone in the legal system, lawyers, judges, police officers, who are doing hard time in jail after their child was murdered by vaccine? I'd be interested to know if anybody in the legal system or the medical system is incarcerated as a result.
Well, as I said earlier, because if they go to a hospital with a problem, the doctor treating will know that they're a lawyer, and they won't do anything.
Huh.
If they'll know they're a judge, and they won't do anything.
Huh.
And
well, that's very interesting.
The system works this way. It's not the police receiving a call from the neighbour, which is normally how a report comes in. The police get a call from the doctor. The doctor writes down his suspicions about that person, and that goes on a document that goes to what they call a scan team, Suspected Child Abuse Network. That's the acronym for SCAN. And that's when they look at that again in the light of day, and they determine whether or not they should report it to the police. Well, the police are actually on the scan team, so they discuss the actual case with the police officer there and then. So they have the doctors that promote vaccines interpreting the injuries and telling the police they think that the parent has shaken the baby. And then the police conduct an investigation if they think that the evidence is sufficient to gain a conviction.
And often, is this the doctor who has administered the vaccine?
Well, there's a very good chance that they have. At the same time, the babies usually get notified in the emergency ward of hospitals. That's the most dangerous place to take a baby, unless you're absolutely sure, and you know, because that's where they're reporting from. That's where they're getting all these injuries from vaccines. Because after they do the vaccine, they end up with problems straight away, but then they develop and get worse, and the doctors have given them some sort of medication routinely after vaccines, because they say, oh, it's just a normal reaction from a vaccine, but the reality is it's fundamental, it's more serious than that. And the police get notified by the doctors, and that's why lawyers and judges and people with money, that's why they don't get accused, because the doctor can't believe that they would do that, and so they never get notified. Even in the scan meetings, I'm sure they express their doubts about someone, you know, certain parents. They can't believe they're professional or they're too well respected in the community.
Dr. Scheidner told me something that I found very, very curious, to say the least. She was supposed to testify on behalf of a woman accused of shaken baby syndrome, and the woman's own lawyer said that he would not represent her if Dr. Scheidner were to testify. Is there a percentage of their clients that they are supposed to throw under the bus? What was the indication? I mean, this is her lawyer. Her lawyer has canceled her most important testimony from Dr. Scheidner, and the woman is in jail now. So how does the legal system work wherein your own lawyer would prevent such testimony on your behalf?
Well, you do have the right to disengage the lawyer. But at that late stage, it's very difficult because a lawyer has to become familiar with your entire case. He has to know as much, if not more, than you do, because he needs to be able to defend. But in this case, he was obviously someone that was believing in the person's guilt. He was obviously someone that believed in vaccines and obviously not the appropriate person to defend her. So clients do. If I was in that situation, I would sack that lawyer regardless, because you can always get an adjournment because of that reason. and by having to get another lawyer, and then the new lawyer can argue for an adjournment so that they can become familiar with the case. So that's the best way, to sack them, find a lawyer that does believe you, that does understand that vaccines do kill and harm and injure. And that is a challenge. You've got to get the evidence, you've got to get the recordings of the baby, the photos, for example, even the photos. You can put together a DVD or a movie of your child just from the photos, because the photos show them smiling before the vaccine and happy. You can put a number of photos in, and then after the vaccine you see the smile wipe off their faces, and you see their eyes get changed as well in terms of the symmetrical, losing their symmetrical aspects. So yes, you can sack your lawyer, and that's a tragic situation where the lawyer refuses to have someone on there that's going to expose the lies that are being told by the doctors, because the doctors are brainwashed to believe that vaccines cured polio, and that's a lie from hell. They didn't, and all they did was change the definition of polio from 24 hours of acute flaccid paralysis to 60 days. So no one qualified. Suddenly all the cases of polio were not being recorded at the same time they issued the vaccine. And even when they get polio from the vaccine, which they do, they call it non-polio acute flaccid paralysis, which is another deceptive thing. In, for example, in 2010, there was like 47,500 cases of polio from a vaccine linked to it by the Indian government. But they call it non-polio because they can't, non-polio acute flaccid paralysis, because they don't want to spoil their re-cured polio figures.
Yeah, I know that campaign went down after India pulled the Gardasil vaccine, and I always felt in my heart that was a campaign to show them they'll not be pulling their vaccines from India. And then they had some unbelievable, they did a celebration of Margaret Chan, who's the director of the World Health Organization, in India, where they caused 47,500 cases of acute flaccid paralysis or polio. And then they had the one campaign celebrating the eradication of polio in India. It was the most appealing. Do not support the one campaign.
Lies.
Don't support it.
They're disgusting lies. You know what I do, Sally? When I go shopping or when I go downtown for any reason and I see mothers with babies, I can't stop myself. I have to tell them. I have to tell them that vaccines are bioweapons and they should look it up before they give their child any more. And I tell young girls, especially, like, I love telling the young girls because they're so receptive. They've not been brainwashed by all the media nonsense. And they have a big smile in response. They're happy to receive the information. Sure, you do get the odd one, particularly mother-in-laws, that will attack you. 9 times out of 10, they receive the information and they love what I told them, and they believe it, and they're going to do something about it. And if more people did that, there would be no one doing vaccines.
Well, I had a very interesting day yesterday. And one of the reasons the timing of this interview is kind of wonderful. I met with a legislator to sponsor the legislation for a vaccine-free NYC, and I challenge everybody everywhere to take this to their legislators, but there's a caveat. You have to say to them, You must be courageous. I am courageous to sit in front of you and speak about this as candidly as I am. You must now be courageous and do something about it for your constituents. Represent. So, anyway, the gent I spoke to, of all the information I imparted to him, which was vast, as you can imagine, the one thing that got him shaking his head was the issue of incarcerating parents after their children died from vaccines. He actually shook his head, you know, like in dismay. And I thought, well, wonderful. There's something in particular that has reached him, not to say that it didn't all reach him, but this actually caused a bodily response. Okay, that's good. And what I would like you to do is talk to him right now. I want you to tell him everything he needs to know about shaken baby syndrome such that he acts with immediately.
Well, what is the reason why he must act, and I hope he does, and I hope he has the courage to do it, because it is babies who are being assaulted with a deadly weapon. They are bioweapons, and they're causing parents to suffer so greatly, like to have your child suffer an injury, what they call grievous bodily harm or death. Imagine if that happened to his own children from vaccines. Imagine if the vaccines caused his children to have asthma or epilepsy. Epilepsy is a common thing for children, where they have fits and they have a shortened life and they have very little quality of life. This is what the vaccines are doing. They're not only, the percentage of parents who are going to jail is small compared to the percentage of parents who are having sick children because of vaccines. Children that have asthma and epilepsy and, you know, brain damage, you know, all these retarded children, their vaccine damage. They're giving these vaccines, even when they give them in the womb, they're dying, some of them are dying. And so I would say to this man that he must do something, because it's putting parents in jail, it's killing some children, it's harming others, and the parents are still facing those accusations. And the parents that I saw over 20 years that were accused, they all told me the same thing, that the health of the baby prior was good, sleeping, eating, happy, smiling, serene, and then after the vaccine, convulsing, not sleeping, seizures, crying, and never happy. And also fragile.
How about a rash? Rashes appear, am I correct?
Yeah. Then they would get rashes on their stomachs and on their arms and on their faces. And this is all the aluminium and mercury coming out. And the doctors give them cortisone to treat it, and that's not going to help them. It only pushes it below the skin. And so, you know, there's a whole myriad of problems that come from it. The children that are getting this brain damage, that affects them for the whole life. And they put their combined DNA, so they end up with problems with their own genetics. And they have a lifelong dependence on the medical system. And this is creating business for the pharmaceutical companies, and it shouldn't be that way.
Also, I would like to make mention of the fact that not only do they suppress safety studies, but there are no safety studies on vaccines given at once. Many of the children who are dying, and the study is that the children are dying. So that has never been published because that would force people, force this crime into the light. So they have studies on individual vaccines, but not multiple vaccines. And there have been so many cases of children dying after multiple vaccines.
That's right. They, in actual fact, they have done studies, but those studies have only been to test how deadly the product is, how deadly the vaccine is, because they can't put a vaccine out that kills everyone, because everyone would realize that everyone's dying as soon as they get this vaccine. What they do is they tweak it so that it causes harm to everyone and only kills a percentage, so that they can't prove beyond, or we can prove beyond doubt because we've had the time to look at this over 21 years. So I didn't just jump in straight up and say, oh, vaccines have done this. I waited until I had all the evidence, and this is this summary of 21 years where I've come to the realization that the vaccines are harming the babies and killing some, and the parents are being blamed for that on the basis of doctors' evidence, which is skewed by the fact that they are being brainwashed in their 6 years of training to believe that vaccines are saved the world when they've done anything but that. And there is no benefit whatsoever from any vaccine. They all do harm, and some of them do more harm than others. And some babies, because of whether they're breastfed or not, or whether they're genetically healthy or not, will be harmed to varying degrees. It's so simple that the evidence is all there. These babies are getting vaccines, and then the parents are having problems with them.
I would like to continue telling you about my day yesterday, because all of it I want you to weigh in on. I went from there to a playground where I talked to mothers, and they were the mothers who don't work because it was early enough to catch them. All of them were petrified of measles, which has been all over the news lately. All the children who have got the measles have been vaccinated against them, and yet they're petrified of the measles if they don't vaccinate. I mean, I think these young mothers are vaccine damaged themselves, that they can't see something so glaringly obvious. It's worrisome to me, because their children are imperiled as a result. But I would also like to say one other thing. When I was meeting the nannies got it. The nannies were thrilled to take my card and to ask for extras for their friends. Grandparents understood. But this new generation of young mommies, I am so concerned for their children, because they themselves aren't seeing something as obvious as the children who've been given the measles are getting the measles, given the measles vaccine, are getting the measles and the autism. But, I mean, if you just want to, they were petrified about it. And it's the mainstream media. They are putting them into a tailspin. And someone wrote an article about how it's sexist. They're going after the women who are speaking out because they want to affect the mothers who are the decision makers in this realm. So it's very interesting to see how it's all playing out, but extremely disturbing when you see these young mothers and they are afraid to talk about this, and they literally, I've never had such a difficult time in my life as I did the other day in a playground trying to talk to mothers. And it's just getting worse as they are pushing back against the truth, as the people who are pushing these vaccines are also trying to snooker. And I'm really disturbed that everybody who's got the mumps has the MMR, everybody who's got the measles has the MMR, and everyone's saying, give them a booster. I'm losing it. I'm losing it because it's so obvious why these kids must be vaccine damaged themselves not to get it.
Well, the brainwashing is intense, because we know that when you give the community all these vaccines, they begin to shed the disease, and they do spread it when the community get the vaccines. But the media publish an outbreak of a particular vaccine-induced disease, they published that as the ones that didn't vaccinate caused it. It was an outbreak because of all the people that are not vaccinating. It's an outright lie. That's what they can't see young girls are
stunned
by.
It doesn't even make sense, though, Chris. It doesn't even make sense. This is my whole point. You know, I don't care how you twist it. If you are clear thinking, you will say 2 + 2 does not equal 5. So that's why I say the kids now who are having babies are young themselves. They've been given a lot of vaccines. And now it is their poor judgment that is going to dictate the next generation.
Yeah. It's I would say young mothers, they go to sessions in preparation for delivery during the pregnancy, and they probably smash them with all sorts of lies about vaccines. That's why I'd say there's a problem there, because they go through these mothering classes where they pump all that vaccine rubbish into them. And so that's why they put the fear, because fear is a great negative motivator. If you say to a young mother, oh, your child will get measles and mumps and rubella and diphtheria and tetanus, you better take all these vaccines to save them. We've saved the world with polio with vaccines. That's convincing. And they
well,
add the
do you know anything
it
about
because,
do you know anything about the AIDS virus? Because the third leg of my day was to go to a Broadway show. My daughter got tickets and invited me, and we had a wonderful time until the very end. And then they said, nobody leaves until we can collect for Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS. Would you like to tell our audience a bit about AIDS?
Well, the AIDS virus is said to be a creation of the bioweapons lab and being placed in vaccines. The smallpox vaccine that went to Africa through the World Health Organization. And I just wanted to visualize this. You see the starving African child in the mother's arms, all skinny and diseased and sick. That is a consequence of vaccine. That's what they're giving these poor African kids, is these bioweapons from the West, so-called doctors on frontiers or some medical frontiers or something. They're going over to Africa, jamming all these kids with vaccines in the villages. The mothers are just running into the bush trying to get away from them, and because they know what happened. That's how they did all that damage with AIDS. They invented this new virus and put it into smallpox vaccine, and they gave it to the African children, the babies, and the adults, and that caused all this major. Having said that, even if someone, no matter what someone's got, if they take legal iodine, it will heal the body of all that damage and harm, so that they don't have to suffer for the rest of their lives. If people just stopped eating sugar and refined carbohydrates and consumed, like, you can have up to 30 drops of legal iodine in a glass of raw milk. No problem at all. That's so easy. I had 120 drops this morning in a large glass of raw yogurt of legal iodine.
We have 6 minutes left, Chris, and I would like you, if you would at this point, to recap our last interview where you talked about syndromes and vaccines. Would you kindly do that?
Certainly. Well, when the police, like every year in your country, there's 2,500 classed as sudden infant death syndrome cases. In Australia, there's about 230. In England, it's about 1,500, I think. Anyway, so this is what they do. The doctors, when the well-to-do people suffer a loss of a baby, they call it kids. It's sudden infant death syndrome. The syndrome implies that they don't know what caused it, but they do know. It's vaccines. So that's how they cover it up, though. That's how they write the file off. Because in a Western society, whenever someone dies, you've got to investigate that file. You've got to find out why they died, because there might be some foul play. And the police are brainwashed to think that parents shake their babies. But in the case of stable families or well-to-do families, they write the file off as SIDS. That's how they say, oh, that's what we'll finalise this file as, a SIDS case. Or in Australia, they've made a new one called SUDI, sudden unexpected death of an infant, to reduce the numbers of SIDS. And, of course, that's a deception that they use to claim that they've had success, which they haven't. They just keep the system rolling on to harm and hurt babies. However, if they can get away with it, they will suspect you and accuse you of shaking the baby. And so it's not a SIDS anymore, same symptoms, but we're going to accuse you now. And they use the evidence of the swollen cerebral cortex and or brain bleed, which is when it swells so much it literally ruptures the artery. And so that can be a SIDS if you're rich, or a charge of manslaughter if you're not. And so they write off, the vast majority of baby deaths are written off as SIDS, and probably 20% is where they accuse the parents and obviously put some in prison for something they didn't do. So that's how the scam works. And whenever they say syndrome, like they say Gulf War syndrome, sudden infant death syndrome, Guillain-Barre syndrome, cot death syndrome, whenever you see the word syndrome, that's code for we killed you or we hurt your baby, and we're going to call it, with the vaccines we did it, and we're going to call it a syndrome to make you confused and helpless and not realize that we are murderers and we are liars. That's what the vaccine pushes are. Murderers and liars.
There's another syndrome. Attention deficit disorder. Is that a syndrome?
Chronic fatigue syndrome. That's another one.
Oh, that's
let's see if we can outdo each other, Sally. In the time that we've got left, we should try and outdo each other. Picking up the syndromes that they have. Because whenever they hurt someone, they call it a syndrome. I mean, I see on the news, when I occasionally watch the mainstream media, I see they feature a child that's being presented to the hospital with some new mysterious disease that they call it, to make it look like they're so smart to be aware of these remote diseases. But the reality is that they did harm to the baby, and now they're just giving it a really crazy name to make people think they're smart.
Well, the deception is decades old. The deception is decades old, and it is complete. It is the most thorough deception ever put across on the people of the world. It is just incredible, but it's kind of like you have to make your peace with it. You've been deceived like absolutely everybody else, and it was put together in a very thorough way by very smart people who've never had a vaccine in their lives, came up with this. And, you know, it appears to me that in Nuremberg, during the trial of Nuremberg, there was a man saying, I used to be able to think clearly. I used to be able to speak clearly. And he's, of course, saying this, like that. And I'm like, this kind of reminds me of a lot of the mentally retarded people I know, because my sister was one. And it was the first time I thought, huh, it seems that they were testing vaccines on him. And this this show hasn't been aired recently, I noticed. And also, in the Pasteur movie,